The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
But something happened to me at 50 years of age. I had a wellness crisis.
Next, Michael and Susan Ellison share their personal struggles with health that led to spiritual insight and a journey to discover wellness.
It was pretty shocking the day, you know, I spoke with the doctor and he said, Susan, I'm sorry to tell you, but you have a very aggressive form of breast cancer.
Their inspiring journey to wellness, next on Life Today.
Thank all of you. Thank you much. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I always have people that we love and respect, but Betty, these are our best friends. They are our best friends. And this has been the case. It's a relationship that's developed over the last 25 years, and it has been a journey in really pursuit of God and His will, and we have been able to encourage one another. Now, Michael and Susan Ellison are really on a journey with us. Mm-hmm. He often refers to it as a journey in wellness and toward wellness. It's like the pursuit of life. Mm-hmm. It's a journey with our eyes fixed on Jesus. But Michael Ellison is the founder, along with his wife, co-founders of a nutrition company called Trivita. The interesting thing about this is that it was birthed out of a God-given desire to help people experience wellness in their life, which would include certain activities and practices. And Michael was the first one, Betty, if you'll remember, he was the first one to really, really put the mission fields of the world before us.
That's right.
To show us what love can do in the most difficult places and unexpected opportunities that are presented when you simply observe pain that only love can appropriately and adequately address. And he brought our attention to that particular opportunity as well as the call of God, but also helping me understand something that Betty seemed to understand pretty well, and that's taking care of our body as the temple of God. As a matter of fact, let me just tell you this. We have a series that has been so popular that viewers have said, hey, we didn't get it, we want it. Many people said, it's called Your Body, His Temple. Now, that's about as biblical as you can get. But it was Michael Ellison that really learned that lesson because of what he saw happening in his own body to his own detriment and really to abort the purpose of God in his own life. And his wife had the challenge of an attack with cancer. And so they came to understand the importance of health, but they understood something beyond that. They understood this body is his temple. I want you to welcome our best friends, Michael Ellison and his wife, Susan, to Life Today. Michael.
Thank you, James, Betty. Glad to see you. It is a delight to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled, Michael, that you have had such a positive effect on me. There's no question that God has brought us together. And Susan, you're such a joy to Betty. She just, her whole countenance brightens every time she knows she's going to get to see you or talk to you on the telephone. I want to just take the title of this series of teaching along with books by incredibly gifted people to help our viewers literally understand that our body is His temple. Tell us a little bit about how this really came to be so big in your life, this truth.
Well, James, first of all, thank you for the invitation to be here. And you've always been a supporter and encourager, Betty, an inspirer to Susan and I in our journey, and this definitely has been a wellness journey. But when this really was revealed to me, I mean, I've taught Bible studies in regard to 1 Corinthians 6, where your body is His temple. I had read that verse, you know, over and over through the years, but something happened to me at 50 years of age. I had a wellness crisis. That crisis was so significant in my life that all the things that I love to do, even the things that I felt God purposed in my life to do, I couldn't do any longer because I had a wellness crisis. And that crisis was so significant that I had an inflammation of the nervous system that about every 5 minutes, there'd be an electrical jolt that would go through me. And you know that I love to play golf and you love to play golf. Well, being a golfer, and when you go into, you know, to do a putt, it's supposed to be a, you know, back, well, it was a, this way. And then you should have seen me on the archery range. I would draw up like this, and before I would shoot, I would go like this, and the arrow would go here, and the target's over here. So I gave up all my hobbies. I couldn't be the husband that I wanted to be to my wife. And I was diagnosed at a very well-known medical institute. And I went home, and my doctors told me, Michael, you must change the way you think about health and life. When you're 50, you're pretty set in your ways. And I had no idea of how to do that. And I remember I went home, went into my office, got on my knees, then I laid before God and was like, God, if you'll just do a miracle, I'll get up and I'll be a changed man. My prayers, I think, went about 3 feet off the floor, and that's about it. There was no presence of God. There was no feeling at all that God was there. And it was a very strange experience because I remember getting up on the chair, and I sat down, and I was thinking, change the way I think about health and life. How do you do that? And then it hit me, 1 Corinthians 6. Your body is His temple. I literally reached over and I grabbed my arm like this. I had no idea. I just simply said, I will honor and I will learn to respect my body, which is His temple. And from that moment, I went on a wellness journey. And that wellness journey was to learn every which way that I could, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Now, I was a man who felt connected to God and to His purpose, but I knew little about wellness, and I knew really little about how to honor that, but it was the most phenomenal experience that I've ever had in my life is when I didn't know how to do it. I simply said, I will learn to do that, and that was the beginning of my wellness journey, and it was God's presence was all over my life, and it has continued to lead me in places that I never dreamed that we would go, learning to respect and treat God's temple.
You know, because Betty and I walked through that challenging time when he went to the medical community, and Mayo Clinic actually basically told him that they couldn't find anything physically they could see, but he was going to die unless he changed totally his ways. He tells the story. It's part of what we're offering in Your Body, His Temple. It is his journey to wellness. He shares 10 essentials to life. And by the way, God says that He has given us, and I want you to think about this, He's given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. And the way we really have life is godliness. What does God say? I want to say this to every member of the church family. Many Christians have come to recognize that He is a divine healer still. That the God who healed in the New Testament is still mighty not only to save and to deliver, but also to heal. And so we can go to God for divine healing, and we can pray for one another and trust Him. And we see these miracles. And thank God for the medical community's contribution to it, for every nutritionist, for every person who tries to help us. But I want to say this to the church community. If we can emphasize the reality of divine healing when we face a national and world health crisis, would it not be important and even an imperative, perhaps, in a time of crisis, that the church also inspire and instruct in divine health? Mm-hmm. Would it be wonderful if we began to live in a manner in such health that we didn't require divine healing, that we actually learn to take care of the temple of God? Well, that's what Michael talks about. These 10 essentials that Michael shares have been shared by the medical community, even as a part of their confirmation process, and they have put them up on the wall. I've seen them in doctor's offices. Listen to them. Breathe deeply, how you breathe. drink water, plenty of it. Sleep peacefully, very important. Eat nutritiously. How about that? I had to learn that the hard way. I almost threw my life away. I developed habits, and Michael was all the time talking to me, and God's talking to me. I learned. It changed my life. It's called divine health. Enjoy activity. You don't have to be an exercise freak. Enjoy activity. Get up. Get moving. Give. Now, the first four, five are physical. The last five are spiritual. Give and receive love. Be forgiving. Practice gratitude. Develop acceptance. Develop a relationship with God. Now, he wrote this for the total of humanity. We're Christians. All of us are Christians. But we love people wherever they are, in faith or no faith. But these are life essentials. And God loves us all. Michael, I want to thank you for inspiring me. Susan, you had a head-on collision similar to what our daughter Robin had a couple of years ago when she had throat cancer. And there's a battle for her life. And she is so miraculously well that it is praise God.
Amen.
All right. You have had one big battle. Tell us about what happened and about your journey in wellness.
Well, it was pretty shocking the day, you know, I spoke with the doctor and he said, Susan, I'm sorry to tell you, but you have a very aggressive form of breast cancer. And I knew that I could count on God to do his part and take care of me, but I also believe with all my heart that I had the responsibilities and choices that I needed to make for my healing and my recovery. And I learned really three important things during that time that I still are a part of my daily life. I took the scripture very seriously that says, merry heart does good like medicine. So I made up my mind I was going to laugh every day. Well, when you're going through cancer treatment, you just don't always kind of feel like laughing naturally. So I went to the bookstore and I bought about 8 books on jokes, just joke books. And I'll never forget the first day of treatment. I went in and there were several other ladies with me who were facing the same thing, and it was kind of a frightening atmosphere. And I got out my joke books and I started reading jokes. And before long, the staff came out to see what these crazy cancer patients were laughing about. But another thing that was really key in my healing was a choice to practice gratitude. And once again, when you can hardly sit upright on the couch, it's a choice. It just doesn't come naturally. I chose to look around me and be grateful for the love and support and care of my wonderful husband, to the encouragement of my friend Betty and all of my family. Some days it was the big thing. Some days it was just having a cup of coffee and enjoying a beautiful sunrise. Another thing that was critical in my recovery and healing was to not allow any negative conversation or words in my life. Mm-hmm. This was so important. And when a well-meaning person wanted to come and tell me how their Aunt Susie had exactly the same kind of cancer I did, and they chose the same treatment and died in 16 months, if I couldn't get away from them, I learned how to very sweetly ask them to hush their mouths. And I still practice that today, along with good nutrition and supplements and exercise. These are key things that are part of my daily life, that are choices.
Dear, tell them about the doctors when they were telling them the percentages, what you did there.
Oh, yes. I went in to see my oncologist, and he said, you know, it's necessary for me to tell you what your odds are and risk of a reoccurrence. And I let him go down the list, and I said, all right, you've told me. Now, I want you to put this in my files. Do not ever speak of this to me again. And I was determined because I was fighting for my life. And once again, I knew I could trust God to take care of me. But I had to do what I knew was important for me to do.
How many years ago, Susan, did you get that diagnosis?
I am soon going to be 10 years cancer-free. Yes.
I love what Robin says. Robin says, don't call me a survivor. I'm a thriver. No. I thrive on life. Yeah. And she wouldn't listen to that. I mean, she didn't even like me crying. She'd say, you can just leave the room. Basically, that's what she'd say. But she never wept. She absolutely, God lifted her. Listen, and both Susan and our daughter Robin, which Robin was a girl, never let you put a Band-Aid on a scratch, they were led of God to pursue the counsel and advice and active participation under God's divine guidance of the medical community. And you felt the same thing.
I did.
And it was a miracle to watch this, wasn't it?
It really was, James. And you know, I think it's so important what we're talking about here, about this is God's temple, our bodies. And you know, I think, Michael, a lot of well-meaning Christians don't get it on that. So many times when we hear that, and we've heard that through the teachings in the church and for a long, long time, the body, this is God's temple. But I think we took that only on the spiritual side of it, and we didn't see the significance of the physical and how important it is for us to pursue taking care of our bodies physically so that we are apt and ready to go spiritually for whatever God has us to do, where He leads us to go. And one thing I appreciated so much about your wife is that when this terrible, terrible disease hit you, Susan, you were already doing the right things. You were taking care of your body, and this destructive disease came toward you. And you know, we're not all exempt from all of these things that come at us in life. Our daughter, there's no reason you look at her life and understand why that disease came at her and tried to destroy her. There's no reason to think why something like this would come to you, because you were doing all the right things. That's how important it is if something like that comes on us or those that we love that already we're taking care of the body so that when that battle comes, we are prepared for that battle. And no matter what happens, we are stronger. You are stronger to fight the battle because you'd already taken care of your body.
See, that's the thing that I really pray you hear. We watched Susan, and Michael, you had to marvel too at her choices. You were closer than anybody, but it was totally miraculous. But she wanted to do what was right. And the thing that you've seen, that you know share now with everybody you can communicate with, and you're trying to help people with their health. Mm-hmm. By the way, you've made a great contribution to Betty and I in our walk toward health, because you frankly have helped us with our nutritional practices and many of the products that you have. Thank you for that. You saw the health crisis seem like before anybody else really wanted to address it, and you felt like Christians could address it, and it hit you firsthand, and so you really became dedicated to it. We're going to have another program where we talk to y'all. I want to ask you about how the enemy actually tries to abort the purpose of God in our lives because we don't see our body as His temple. Would you expand on that in our next program and talk about that, how important that is?
I will. And there's a question that I ask people, why do you want to be well? You know, you're talking, Betty, in regard to the choices that was made and sometimes that there is the attack that comes. But why do you want to be well? If wellness is defined only as the absence of disease, then we really haven't discovered the real, true wellness that God has designed our bodies to enjoy. And why do you want to be well? Is it just to be free of the conditions of that? Or why do you want to be well? Is it to fulfill God's purpose for your life? And this is what I have discovered and I've seen over and over in now thousands of people's lives, is when there is that understanding of why I want to be well, why I want to live, why I want to embrace this, all of a sudden God's purpose becomes connected to our purposes, right? And for wellness now it becomes a pursuit of something that I want to pursue. Physically, the things, they were choices. We talk about discipline. Mm-hmm. You know, discipline is not a friendly word. Susan and I would talk about it all the time. You want to be disciplined in life? How about we make good choices, and the choices bring to us the vitality and the energy and the wellness so we can fulfill God's purpose. So yes, I'd love to talk about that a lot more.
Yeah, and I think it's real important that we understand we have purpose here. Mm-hmm. It isn't just that we, quote, enjoy activity or stuff, or even our family. That's all important. But we really are here not only of divine origin, but with divine destiny. God wants to accomplish through us kingdom purpose, and there is an enemy that's a deceiver, a distractor, a destroyer, a disruptor of relationships. Mm-hmm. There is a deceiver that really, he hates you, but more than that, he hates the purpose of God and the possibilities that can actually come to pass, the beautiful things that can be the result of the life and love of God flowing through you. So you're under assault. I want to tell you something. If you recognize your body is His temple and begin to live for His purpose, I mean, you can have joy unspeakable. That's what Paul said, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Now, Betty and I live there, but I'm going to tell you something. I've had to be reminded. Michael and Susan said some things to us that sometimes it doesn't really hit home until all of a sudden, like with you, Michael, mm-hmm. you found out, you know what? I've got to make these choices or the consequences are anything but attractive. I'm asking you today to make a choice. We would like to put in your hands what wonderful gifted communicators and teachers have offered. By the way, Michael's story about his journey in wellness is available. And it's one of the products that you're going to get if you would have simply asked today for your body, his temple. And you're going to hear from, we believe, experts. Dr. Caroline Leaf talks about who switched off my brain, how, in fact, all our thoughts and various issues that get stuck in our mind can bring about very detrimental after results and effect. We need to understand that one of the greatest contributors to the health crisis is anger and unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment, as well as stress. Janet McCarroll, fabulous at 50. You can get older, you can still feel great. Marty Copeland, Marty's top 10 diet and fitness suggestions and strategies. And Beth Moore, what a teacher. She shares when life has you paralyzed. Mm-hmm. We're literally going to give you a library. Now, you can get it, all of the books and the material. If we just simply ask that you make a gift to help us continue ministering for $59, and we'll send you everything that I just mentioned and the audio series, 8 sessions. If you'd like to have it in video, on DVD, we're asking you for a gift of $99. And Betty, this is what I'm praying our friends will do. We have found children in Nicaragua that are basically so needy and hungry. Would you, as a year-end gift and a beginning of the new year, would you tack on an extra $25, $50, or $100 and say, you know what, help take care of those children? We've got 15,000 of them that we see the need. And we told the mission and relief workers, you know what, our viewers, they want to do the will of God, and they want to share the life of God. So when you call and ask for your body, His temple, help us give an opportunity to these precious children. Thank you for doing that.
In this fast-paced world, it's often difficult to balance what the Bible says about health and wholeness with the latest scientific discoveries. Introducing Your Body, His Temple, a powerful new series that will put you on the road to physical health and emotional wholeness. Through 8 life-changing messages, our guests Caroline Leaf, Janet McCarroll, and Marty Copeland team up to help you achieve God's best for your life. Their professional insight and passion for wellness will elevate you from a frustrating lifestyle of stress and dieting to a lifestyle of freedom in your body, your soul, and your spirit. Plus, when you call today, we'll send you 3 dynamic books. Dr. Caroline Leaf's Who Switched Off My Brain, Dr. Janet McCarroll's Fabulous at 50, and certified personal trainer Marty Copeland's Top 10 Diet and Fitness Strategies.
I can't thank you enough. This is what I was telling everyone my whole life.
Thank you for explaining everything so well. The journey's not easy, but I've come so far I can't turn back now, even if I wanted to.
This is really remarkable. Thank you for bringing this to life.
With your gift of $59 or more, you'll receive Your Body, His Temple audio series and books, or request the video series and books with your gift of $99 or more. Call today and we'll send you a bonus DVD by Beth Moore, When Life Has You Paralyzed. As you move on your journey to health and emotional wholeness, you'll be helping 15,000 suffering children in Nicaragua take a step toward better health. Please consider an additional gift of $20, $50, or $100 to help us provide emergency food supplies for 10, 25, or even 50 children for a month. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you may request the video series along with one of the Final View New Creation bronze sculptures. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. In this region of Nicaragua, thousands of children live with the empty, gnawing pain of hunger. It is an area where 75% of the children are malnourished and 25% severely.
Hey, buddy. Oh,
gracias.
He's giving us food.
You know, he doesn't have anything, but he just went ahead and gave
us. He doesn't have anything, and he's giving us food.
Oh, gracias. ¿Dónde lo conseguiste esto? Abajo. He went to pick it up all the way down the hill.
You know, Jose, he freely gave me this mango with an extended belly, and he's starving. And he freely gave, and I pray that you will allow him to freely receive out of your goodness, out of the ways that God's blessed you. Will you please give so that he could have a hope and a future, so that he could have health in his little belly? We could put hope back in these little eyes.
Please do ask for the DVD series, our audio, and we thank you for literally investing in outreach to others. We are going to give you a spiritual life library here to help you with your health so that God's purpose can be fulfilled through your life, and he wants you to enjoy life. Why would the Holy Spirit be love, joy, peace, and comfort if he didn't want you to have that and to release the river of his life? Remember Michael Ellison's story, my journey to wellness, and the 10 life essentials here. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to Michael Ellison for life too? We're going to talk to you again later in the week, okay? In another program, we'll be talking to him. Don't miss it. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to share life with you. Your body is his temple.
The way I explain it is that you have two types of emotion. You have fear-based emotions and you have faith-based emotions.
Detoxing your thought life tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.